Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Villa Gathia, the successful cavalry action fought by the British against the French on 11th April 1812 in the Peninsular War. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of Villa Gathia, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. The site also contains a description of the uniforms and weapons in use at the battle, and a list of the regiments in action. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@britishbattles.com. The Battle of Villa Gathia was fought on 11th April 1812 in southwestern Spain, to the southeast of the city of Badajoz, on the road to Cordoba, between British and French cavalry. The commander of the British Cavalry Division was General Sir Stapleton Cotton, later Lord Combermere. The commander of the French force was General Lallemand. There were around 1,200 men on each side in the battle. General Cotton's British 1st Cavalry Division defeated the French cavalry. Following the British capture of the city of Badajoz on 6th April 1812, Wellington intended the French to believe that he planned an attack on Marshal Soult's troops in the south of Spain, while his purpose was, in fact, to march his troops north against Marshal Marmont's army of Portugal. As part of Wellington's deception, General Cotton's British 1st Cavalry Division advanced on Florena to the southeast of Badajoz, where General d'Erlon's two divisions were about to retreat to the south. On 10th April 1812, Cotton's cavalry division was positioned with Slade's Heavy Cavalry Brigade at Villafranca, Le Marchant's Heavy Cavalry Brigade at Los Santos, and Ponsonby's Light Cavalry Brigade at Ribera. Cotton rode forward to Bienvenida, where it is said that he observed from the church steeple that a strong force of French cavalry was encamped in a wood at Villa Gathia, halfway between Bienvenida and Florena, 7 miles to the northwest of Florena. It seems more likely that the information came from local Spanish. Cotton, intending to attack this body of French cavalry, ordered his three brigades to move forward, Ponsonby to advance with the 12th and 14th Light Dragoons to Usagre, and all the regiments of the division to assemble by dawn the next day at Bienvenida. Later, on 10th April 1812, Cotton was informed that the French cavalry had left Villa Gathia. Cotton ordered Ponsonby immediately to send two squadrons into Villa Gathia and to look for the French cavalry on the road towards Cordoba. At dawn on 11th April 1812, the two heavy cavalry brigades and the 16th Light Dragoons assembled at Bienvenida. Cotton received further information that the French cavalry were still in the area of Villa Gathia. Cotton realised that if Ponsonby advanced as ordered, the French would be likely to fall back, whereas if the French stayed where they were, the British heavy cavalry could attack them in the flank or rear and possibly capture the whole French force. Cotton sent orders to Ponsonby to hold back and await further directions. But Ponsonby had already advanced and attacked the French pickets. Ponsonby's two regiments drove the French pickets through Villa Gathia and came upon Lallemand's main body of French cavalry formed up in the open country to the southeast of the town. Unaware of the additional British cavalry regiments coming up on his flank, Lallemand advanced to attack Ponsonby's regiments to his front. The French force comprised some 1,200 troopers, while Ponsonby's three regiments numbered around 600. Cotton rode up and took command. The only two additional British regiments to arrive on the field in time for the battle were the 16th Light Dragoons, followed by the 5th Dragoon Guards. Le Marchant's brigade, leading Slade's brigade, had travelled nearly 60 miles in its march to Bienvenida and on to Villa Garcia, his regiments strung out in column. General Le Marchant accompanied the leading regiment, the 5th Dragoon Guards. Cotton ordered Ponsonby to advance with the 12th and 14th Light Dragoons, while the 3rd Regiment, the 16th Light Dragoons, came up on his right. Le Marchant led the 5th Dragoon Guards across a ravine and into an olive grove. From there, the 5th delivered a charge, its squadrons forming line on the move against the left flank of Lallemand's cavalry. The British 16th Light Dragoons jumped a stone wall in ranks and charged on the left of the 5th Dragoon Guards. The French cavalry received the 5th Dragoon Guards and 16th Light Dragoons with carbine and pistol fire from the saddle, failing to have any effect in halting the British attack. The French cavalry broke and fled, pursued by the three Light Dragoon regiments and the 5th Dragoon Guards. After some 2 miles of pursuit down the road to Llerena, Cotton halted his regiments to restore them to an orderly formation. Lallemand took this opportunity to rally his troopers, forming them up behind a wide ditch. Cotton sent two squadrons of the 16th Light Dragoons to take the French in their left flank, while ordering the 12th Light Dragoons to make a frontal charge on Lallemand's men. The French were again put to flight along the road to Llerena. Closely pursuing the French regiments to Llerena, the British cavalry found the rest of d'Erlon's division of infantry and artillery drawn up, ready to receive them. Cotton abandoned the pursuit and retired, flushed with his success. The British captured 4 officers and 125 soldiers from the French cavalry force, including a lieutenant colonel from the French 17th Dragoons. Fortescue estimates the total French casualties at around 200 killed, wounded and captured. The British also captured a French poodle that came out looking for his dead master. The British 5th Dragoon Guards suffered 14 soldiers and 2 officers killed, including Major Sergeantson Prescott, commanding the regiment in the absence of Ponsonby, and 35 wounded. The 3 Light Dragoon regiments suffered a further 18 casualties. Following the battle, d'Erlon continued his retreat to the south. A consequence of the battle was that Marshal Soult was reinforced in his belief that Wellington intended an incursion into Andalusia, his fiefdom in the south of Spain, making him the more determined to ignore King Joseph's directions to send a substantial proportion of his troops to reinforce Marmont's army of Portugal, the French army facing Wellington's actual attack into Spain. Fortescue refers to the Battle of Villa Garcia as Bienvenida. The battle is also known as the Battle of Llerena. General Lallemand was an ardent supporter of the Emperor Napoleon and, in 1815, was key in causing the French army to abandon the Bourbons and resume its allegiance to Napoleon on his return from Elba. After Waterloo, facing execution by firing squad at the hands of the Bourbons, Lallemand attempted to join Napoleon in exile on St. Helena, but was rebuffed by the British. Along with other Bonapartists, following Napoleon's brother Joseph, Lallemand sailed to the United States of America, where he led an unsuccessful attempt to to establish a Bonapartist colony in Texas in 1819, to be called Aigleville, Lallemand finally returned to France. John Gaspard Le Marchant, commander of one of Cotton's heavy cavalry brigades, was considered one of the few competent British cavalry commanders. Le Marchant was killed leading his brigade at the Battle of Salamanca. Although the Battle of Villegarthia was a success, Cotton considered that the whole French cavalry force should have been captured. Cotton blamed Ponsonby for this failure. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Villegarthia. I hope you have enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with a map of the battle.